Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA-KRLS. We're joined now by Knoxville wrestling coach Ron Peterson as the Panthers finished up the regular season portion of the schedule on Tuesday night in a quad at Carlisle, looking ahead to the sectionals this Saturday. And coach, good to talk to you once again.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking to Coach over the phone because Knoxville schools were closed today due to the winter storm that passed through. And, Coach, you got in that quad last night. And talk about storm. A Knoxville storm reigned over that one. Had pretty much an easy time with Carlisle, Pleasantville, and Martinsdale St. Mary's. And, obviously, the guys came to wrestle last night.
Yeah, you know, we had a period where we had some problems with health and injuries and some eligibility issues, and our kids have kind of weathered that storm. I thought we came back and wrestled extremely well on Saturday and carried over last night. Our kids came out ready to go, and it was great to see those guys come out. We wrestled hard from the get-go, and, you know, hopefully we can build on that, keep it going.
Well, let's talk about one of your guys, Aaron Crossett. I know he won't brag about it, but you know, it's always a pretty big milestone when a wrestler in high school achieves 100 career wins, and Aaron has really gotten to that point just by his hard work and his dedication to the sport.
Yeah, he's really came on. You know, he's a kid that's worked really hard. He's providing us some great leadership, and you know, he's ranked number 3 in the state right now at his weight, and they don't give those rankings out. He's earned them. He's beaten 2 ranked kids. Last week he beat a kid who was ranked number 6 or 7 and beat him 14-2. So, you know, we have some high hopes from, again, he's working hard. And, you know, to win 100 matches in high school at our level is just outstanding. And, you know, more power to him. And, again, he's earned every one of them.
Let's talk about the Little Hawkeye Conference meet from last Saturday. And as you were talking to me afterwards, you thought the guys wrestled pretty well, slightly shorthanded, but a third place, and you finished behind 2 pretty good teams that really were, you know, the teams that you thought would be up there challenging for that conference title this year.
Yeah, we were probably just 1 guy short. Our kids who showed up all wrestled well from the bottom all the way through the top. We had a couple matches maybe that slipped away, but we won a couple matches that we weren't favored in. So I was as disappointed as I was after our Norwalk meet. I was just as happy and thrilled for the way we came out and competed Saturday. So, again, that's a credit to some of our senior leaders and our upperclassmen who kind of said, hey, guys, it's time to step up, and everybody came to wrestle on Saturday.
Looking at the Little Hawkeye Conference, I know I asked you early in the season who would be up there and how tough it would be. Did it come through, and was it as tough or tougher than what you thought it was this year?
You know, I thought Grinnell was better than I gave them credit for coming into the season. Oski made some great improvement. Obviously, Bill Reed and the Cardinals up at Newton, you know, they've gotten a lot better during the season. And coming into the season, we talked it. I thought it was going to be pretty even, and everybody would have a chance to be in the hunt. And I think at one time on Saturday in the middle of the day, the top 5 teams were within 14 points of one another. So it's a pretty balanced league.
Talking to Ron Peterson, Knoxville wrestling coach on KNIA-KRLS and the Marion County PM Sports page. You now have finished your dual meet season. I know late in the season things got a little rocky for you because of eligibility issues and health issues. But overall, the dual meet season, your thoughts and how the guys came out each and every night this year in the duels.
Yeah, again, we maybe won a couple duels that we weren't favored in. And we lost a few that I thought we should have had. You know, we ended 15-8, and 15 wins of the competition that we wrestled this year. You know, I think it was again a testament to our senior leaders and some of our upperclassmen kids. And then we've got some young kids that are really starting to come around and step up. So, you know, other than that, I don't know what to say. Again, you know, I'm disappointed in a couple of the duels that we let slip away. And if we were at a point where this season we never really got what we thought our best lineup would be on the mat. And had we done that, I think there's four or five other duels that we could have won, but if St. Ann's were candy nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
I've heard that one before. We talk about a lot of your seniors, Aaron Crossett, Colton Spore, and the other guys that are seniors, and rightfully so. They're the ones that are winning a lot of the matches. But you've got some younger guys that have stepped into the lineup this year and have really proven that they can handle that varsity spotlight and those varsity matches this year.
You know, Nolan Crossett is a kid who has just every time out, it's just gotten better and better. And coming into the season, I knew he had some talent, but he has grown leaps and bounds, and he can compete with anybody that the other team puts out there. He's done a super job for us. Skyler Cunningham has continued to improve and has done a really nice job for us there. And then some of our big guys like Dalton Hall and Brock Cavanaugh and Jack Agan have just gotten better and better. And so, you know, our upper weights, which a year ago were really an Achilles heel for us, we've got some good young kids in there that have worked hard and gotten better. And our upper weights, it's going to be a real battle to get our lineup up, you know, above 60 for the next couple of years. So that's a good thing if you're the coach.
You were talking to me earlier in the season about your middle weights could be the strong part of the lineup, and looks like that has taken that to the that path. But your lower weights and your upper weights have really come on, and I think from this year to last year, you've got a pretty solid lineup. As you said, not the best you could put out on the mat at all, but still, and that's probably one of the bigger improvements. Your upper and your lower weights are probably the biggest improvement, I would say, on the team this year.
Yeah, I would agree. We've had some kids that have again worked hard. They spent some time in the weight room this summer, and they've made some improvements and have grown as the season has gone along. And, I think the next couple of seasons we're going to be pretty solid. We've got a nice core of young kids who are working hard, and I'm pretty excited about them.
Well, as we talk to Ron Peterson, Knoxville wrestling coach, on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA Kivalash, turn your attention now Saturday to the sectional. And this is not one of the easier sectionals in the state. You got a Little Hawkeye Conference team. You got future South Central Conference opponents in that one. This is a pretty salty sectional down there in Albion on Saturday.
It is. It has to be, one of the toughest, if not the toughest sectional in the state. And, I'm not just saying that. That's a fact. LB has got a great team. They're going to take their share of kids. Grinnell, as we've seen all season, has a lot of talent. And Centerville's got a few good kids like they always do. And the kids they bring are usually, kids who have the potential to get on the medal stand. And Des Moines, Davis County has a few tough kids. And Sheridan, in my opinion, has probably made the most improvement in the last year of any team that we faced all year. So it's going to be a dogfight. It really is.
Now, last question. I know you're not going to brag about this too much, but last night you got your 400th career dual meet win as a coach. And, I know, coaches don't like to brag about their records, but I guess, talk about, your perspective on, 400 wins and how you kind of look back at your career so far as to, those things, you got to that point.
Well, I've been fortunate to be in the right place at the right time. Some of the places I've coached at has really had some great kids, and I've been lucky to have tremendous community support. At Knoxville, I'm blessed with some really talented kids, and the parents have been extremely supportive, and it's been that way my whole career, and I just, I felt fortunate to be able to coach the kids I've had. Had some great assistants, Justin Craver, I think a lot of people in town realize it, but he's been, a main cog in the wrestling program for a long time. So I've been blessed with some great assistants, some good kids. And part of it is when you coach for 30 years, you're going to win some meets once in a while. So some of it's longevity, I guess.
All right, well, Coach, best of luck to you and the guys on Saturday, and hopefully you can bring a lot of guys back home for the regional and put on a show for the hometown fans next Saturday when you come back.
Yeah, it'll be a good – Coach Wilson will have us running a quality tournament, and look forward to having everybody out. And like I say, hopefully we can get a group of kids down to Des Moines to compete.
All right, that's Ron Peterson, Knoxville wrestling coach. Sectional this Saturday down at Albia begins at noon, and the top two finishers will wrestle at the district on the following Saturday in Knoxville for the right to go on to state. We'll be back for more of the PM Sports Page right after this on KNIA KRLS.